Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Former Republican State Senator Justin Eichhorn is in federal court today facing charges for attempting to solicit sex from a minor. Eichhorn was arrested earlier this year after a meeting with an undercover officer in Bloomington whom he believed to be a 17-year-old girl. He's one of the many men arrested in the sex sting. Eichhorn tried to have the federal indictment dismissed in June, claiming he was prosecuted due to being a senator at the time of the crime. The next legislative session isn't until February, but one state senator is already working on improving mental health care in the state. DFL Senator Ron Latz from St. Louis Park wants to add more treatment facilities and resources to help with the mental health crisis, but the obstacle could be federal cuts to health care.
So we're going to have to find a way to get the insurance back in place so that people can go see their preventive care providers rather than waiting until their illnesses are so bad and that they show up in the very expensive emergency rooms.
Latz says the problem is without preventative care, many of these people are winding up in jails, and they're not trained to help in these situations. Experts are stressing the importance of back-to-school vaccinations as the new school year is quickly approaching. Dr. Ryan Westergaard is chief medical officer for the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
As of last week, the CDC was reporting 1,333 measles cases confirmed across the U.S. in 2025. This is more than 1,000 cases higher than the level was in 2024, which was 285.
The University of Minnesota will begin to test the pathogenicity of 14 previously unreported species found in the state. Lead author Nick Ratar says Phytophthora, a water mold known for causing extensive plant damage, is more commonly seen in states like Arkansas and Missouri, but the water mold can quickly jump ship. With over 5,000 hosts to choose from, including trees, crops, and ornamental plants, Ratar says it's easy to see why the Greeks named it the Plant Destroyer. The Minnesota Lynx rallied past the Seattle Storm 91-87 late last night in Washington. Minnesota outscored Seattle 56-45 in the second half and used a late 9-0 run to seal the victory. Courtney Williams led the Lynx with 20 points, Kayla McBride 14, and Dejanay Carrington had 13 points in her Minnesota debut. All-star forward Nafisa Collier did not play due to an ankle injury and is expected to be out for another week. Comedian and singer Adam Sandler is coming to Minnesota this fall, right after his new movie Happy Gilmore 2 had the biggest opening weekend in Netflix history. Sandler added an October 22nd show at the XL Energy Center to his You're My Best Friend tour. He's performing in more than 30 cities after back-to-back sold-out tours in 2022 and 2023. The Twins are celebrating a 6-3 win over the Tigers and former teammate Chris Paddock Tuesday night in Detroit. Paddock allowed 4 runs for over 4 innings for his 10th loss of the season. The Tigers and Twins play the rubber match today at Comerica Park. This is MNN.